It's Highway Radio. Gonzo's me, and joining us in the studio right now, Steve McAnally. How you doing, man?
I'm great, Gonzo. Thanks for having me in, man. It's always entertaining to see new people and have some fun talk.
Do we call you comedian? Like, do you walk in, do you introduce yourself as a comedian? Because that seems like fraught with danger if you do that.
You know what's funny is I actually just consider myself a person and a human.
Okay.
If people come up and they're like, man, you are funny, because I want to laugh and smile in life. I don't want to have confrontation. Don't get me wrong. I grew up doing a lot of stupid things. And so as I've gotten older, man, I'd rather just smile and have a good time.
There you go.
People that want to get confrontational know. And I don't ever come and tell somebody, hey, I'm a comedian, because first thing out of their mouth is always like, well, tell me a joke.
Right.
And I'm like, pay for a show. I mean, come to a show.
Right.
It's like you can't walk into a chef and like, hey, make me a steak.
Right.
You know, like, really? Don't even, but I do want to have them laugh in conversation. So,
right.
But I'm also not a 1-2 joke teller, you know what I mean? I'm actually going to talk
Henny
about
Youngman kind of,
yeah.
Shecky
I'm
Green.
Not like, yeah, two Jews walked into a bar. I'm like, that's not me. You know, that's not how I tell jokes.
Right.
And I mean, of course, I would have to be, you know, since I'm Irish, it'd be like, two Irish guys walk into a bar. And they're like, no, they didn't. They never walked out. But I just tell stories about my life.
Right.
So I'm not really like going to sit here and tell you a joke.
Right.
You know, so it's, if you want to hear it, you got to sit and kind of listen to why I am the way I am.
Right.
So. But it's not, you know, life experience, man. Yeah. That's what makes everything
funny.
Well,
that's why you're in here. Steve, you're kind of, or you're the MC and host and the guy that puts together the Las Vegas Smoke and Comedy Showcase next door here at Pond Plaza at Rick's Roll and Smoke Barbecue. So you're doing a comedy show here tonight.
Yeah, every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, which is funny. I always post up, we're at 8:07 p.m. And people always wonder, like, why do you start at that time? Mostly because it's memorable.
8:07.
And people will be like, well, yeah, it says 8 o'clock. I know it says 8 o'clock, but it says 8:07. And a lot of times comedy shows, if you've ever been to a bunch of them, if the flyer says 8 o'clock, sometimes they don't start till 9.
Comedy time is its own thing.
It's totally different.
Yeah.
But my time is, it's 8:07. And I've had people show up a little bit late, you know, and then all of a sudden it's kind of like, oh, you've already started the show. I'm like, yeah. I do what I say, and I say what I do. I mean, this is what it is. You know, I'll be the cat in the hat if you want me to. I don't care, but this is what we're going to do.
Right.
And it's kind of funny, because I think I picked up on that originally from, like, TBS used to air their programs like 8:05 or 9:05.
Yeah. Yep.
So they always did it 5 minutes after, because I don't know why they did that, but I remember that as a kid watching cable.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, also in a Van Halen song, basically, now I just lost the name of the song, but he says, it's 8:05, it's time to rock,
oh,
to
right,
Sammy
yeah.
Hagar singing
right, yeah.
it, you know, and I'm like, hey, that's actually kind of cool.
It's catchy.
And then when I go to the number 7, I always wore the number 7 in sports growing up,
mm-hmm.
So, because I grew up playing soccer and football and different things like that, and so number 7 was usually on my back for most of the sports,
right.
So... But that's
so you grew up where'd you grow up?
I grew up in northern Utah, in Salt Lake City, actually,
wow.
The capital, which
party town.
It's you know what's funny is it's got one of the worst raps for, like, oh, there's nothing to do, this or that. Salt Lake is actually a beautiful city. For a bigger city, it's clean. Salt Lake is bigger than Las Vegas. And so most people don't know that till you get there, and then they're right. going, wow, damn, there's actually quite a few people.
Yeah.
And it's not the extreme religious population everybody thinks. Don't get me wrong, there is quite a few, but there is a party scene there. There's a great comedy scene there. There's a lot of really funny people
there.
Did
you start doing comedy there?
Yeah, I started there originally 10 years ago, which is kind of crazy, but I started in the clubs there, and then I grew up right outside of Salt Lake, about 15 miles outside of a town called Kearns,
okay.
which that's my hometown. It's, you know, I still love going back there. It's changed a lot since I've been there, but
yeah.
I still got friends and family that still live in the area. So we're back there. So now the club that was right down the street from my high school came to me and says, hey, we want to see, you know, we want to do comedy in here.
Right.
So it wasn't really a typical comedy club aspect. I took the chance and said, yeah, let's do it.
So you made
and
it happen
so
in the venue. Yeah.
I started running my own shows there, and that actually was, yeah, that was coming up on 10 years ago also.
That's cool.
And that show lasted for 6 years. And then the only reason the show was not going anymore, even when I moved to Vegas, I was still shipping people up there, and we were still having the shows. The venue got tore down because
makes it hard to do a show.
Yeah, the area kind of got blighted, and it was time to move on to build different things in there. So the venue's gone, but the people that owned that bar moved across town to the other side of town, which I grew up in kind of a ghetto-y style area, which Salt Lake doesn't have a lot of ghettos,
right.
But it's one of the rougher areas that I grew up in. So now they moved that bar over into a nicer area, which
right.
is kind of funny. So when I go back to Utah, it's up at the Union Tavern. I still do shows up there
oh,
all
that's
the time.
Cool.
And so it's all the same people. We're just in a different area, kind of a little nicer area.
Right.
But, you know, either way, yeah, Salt Lake is, it's a beautiful area. It's
that's
a good
cool.
city. We live here because I really totally hate the cold and the snow.
It's much little better weather here.
Yeah.
Well, here, let's get ready to take a break. We'll come back and talk some more, but let's talk real quick about the show tonight at Rick's Roll and Smoke, the comedy showcase that happens tonight. Mm-hmm. So you round up a bunch of comedians from here in town and do this?
I focus a lot on the local scene, majority of, yeah. But we also do bring in people from Utah. They're my friends, people from LA, people from Phoenix, people from New York. People from Ohio, Indiana, Iowa, and it's kind of crazy when people say, don't you have to be funny to come from a certain area? Right. You know, when everybody thinks, oh, this person's in from LA, they got to be funny, or this person's from Newark, that'd be funny. Right. Honestly, I've met some of these people from smallest little town you've never heard of that are some of the most amazingly talented people.
Yeah.
And so that's the ones that moved to New York and LA to kind of hit it big. And you're going, wow, you're from like small town Iowa? And you're like, yeah, like, dude, you're really funny.
Yeah,
like,
some good stories come out of that. You know?
You do because you're in a small town. I mean, my wife grew up in a small town, basically south of Salt Lake. She grew up where they filmed Footloose, the original Footloose in the 80s. She grew up there.
In that
actually,
town, right? Yeah.
In where, where it was filmed.
Right.
And so that's where she grew up. So my wife grew up in the Footloose era.
Wow.
So she has a lot of good stories of like stupid things they did as kids. Because, I mean, you're in the middle of nowhere. You got a lot of good things to do. So, and then it just transforms into comedy.
Who's on the bill tonight?
Tonight we got Warren Durso, which he works with me a lot for Bonkers Comedy Clubs here in town. Linda Liu, which also is another local favorite. She's a wonderful, funny lady. Vincent Blackshear and Gabriel Castillo, which both of those two work on and off the strip at LA Comedy Club and stuff like that.
Cool.
And then I got a couple special guests always dropping in. So
sounds great.
It's always fun.
Shows tonight, it's the Las Vegas Smoke and Comedy Showcase at Rick's Rollin' Smoke Barbecue here in Pond Plaza. It's, 725?
725 South Las Vegas Boulevard. Our show is actually 3 years old. We've been doing this every Wednesday for 3 years. In Comedy Life, if nobody knows,
right.
That's like dog years.
It's a
lifetime,
that's
a lifetime of shows. So we've done over 100, almost 160 shows straight now. So it's been fun.
Well, hey, let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll get your socials and all that stuff and get up to date on that. More coming up with Steve McAnally here on Highway Radio.